Let's do it. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Of course, that music means that it's time for Mr. Wildman himself. When he gets on the air, he's busy right now serving customers, so we'll just wait patiently. Sean Kelly, our very own in-house meat monger. Let me know when he's on.
I will let you know.
Please, if you don't mind. I want to talk to him about the drive-through meat experiences.
It's like a Tim Hortons.
All right. Good morning, Mr. Kelly.
Hello.
How are you, buddy?
I'm excellent. Yourself?
Oh, I couldn't be any better. This is just a wonderful time to be a human being, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I don't get any respect, eh?
You don't? What's the matter, buddy?
Well, it's like last week. You guys just dumped me. No notice, no nothing. You're the only people I get to talk to anymore with this isolation going on.
I texted you, man.
Yeah, you did, but it wasn't friendly text, you know. And then because of the isolation, my wife and I decided we'd have a date night there this week, right?
Nice.
Right. So we decided we'd set up the kitchen kind of like a little bar, and we'd meet there and see how things went.
Whoa.
So I go in there into the kitchen, buy her a nice little drink, right?
Good for you, yeah. How you
We're chatting
doing?
Away in a couple of minutes. She says, I've got to go, but here's my number. Call me. So she turns around and goes to the bedroom. I'm thinking, wow, this is going to turn out really good. So I call her.
Yeah.
It's the dry cleaners. The laundry's ready.
Oh, that's hilarious. She stiffed you. I love it. So nothing's changed. What you're saying, nothing's changed in your life.
No, I said no respect. Two in a row. Man, that's terrible.
I'm glad you're keeping well, my friend. Humor is very important during these dark days. Very important.
Yeah, you want to hear? I want to give you a dark. Let me give you a dark item for you.
Okay.
And the theme of it is how is everybody getting by? A lot of people aren't working. They're having to borrow out of their savings,
right.
And maybe they're even borrowing out of their credit cards.
Right.
Well, today's date, I think I was just checking the prime rate. I think it's a negative right now with the Bank of Canada.
Wow.
Yet these wonderful banks of ours, if you have to use your credit card, are charging you 27% interest.
Still.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and the banks just hide in the weeds, right? They just sit back, don't say a word, don't offer any assistance, whatsoever. The government's going crazy. Why aren't they being called out?
Called out to do what?
Called out. They're lending your money, which you're getting no interest on,
right,
to somebody less fortunate for 27%. They might as well be loan sharks.
Yeah. You know what? I don't know enough about that to start getting involved. You know, I've got my own issues, right, that I started last week. And now I'm a little puck shy, if you know what I mean.
I'm not. I'm not puck shy. I got nothing to lose, as you know. So let's go.
What did you think of my little foray into the social media world last week?
I respect 100% that you offered your opinion, and it's your opinion, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And the some of the stuff that goes on in the internet when people don't have to face people face-to-face.
Oh, my God.
It's disgusting. I just used to say, you know, even in business and stuff like that, I dare you to say that to me in a bar, you know, that type of thing. But that's the way it is. You can just say whatever you want and hide, you know, but stand up for yourself. And the majority of the people, you only hear from the squeaky wheel, right? You don't hear from the majority, which tends to be, you know, the logic of it all.
Total insanity. That world is foreign to me, and it is total insanity. But I'd be lying to you if I didn't tell you I'm interested in it. I'm finding it fascinating these past 7 days. I think it's very intriguing.
Yeah, you can manipulate it, but you can put the right word in the right spot. You can manipulate it. You can get, you know, it's like the old saying, you know, if you want somebody to hear something, you tell somebody else, and they'll
right.
still hear it. You don't have to tell them directly, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's a tough time, but let's talk about the food business.
Let's do that. So one thing I wanted to ask you, obviously, mail order meat has got to be high on the list of people's activities nowadays?
I imagine it is in the city, and not so much up here, in the sense that people are hunkered down in their homes.
Yeah.
Most of the people here, if they're going to order meals for delivery, it's takeout. It's prepared foods, things like that. They can sit at the door and wait for it to show up piping hot. Here at Mall on the Lines, our store is pretty small, so people are basically coming in. We rarely have more than two customers at a time here, and if we have more than two, they basically will stand outside and wait. Or if they're paranoid about the situation, again, we will prepare their order over the phone, especially if we know them. And we've installed a pickup window in front of the store that you can just come in. We stick the bag out to the window, and off you go. You don't even have to get out of your car.
Well, I want to talk to you about that, and I don't know whether you can give me your perspective on it or not. So we're being very careful with our food. We'll order food over the phone or over the internet, and we'll have it delivered. And the delivery guy, you know, he rings the doorbell, he puts the food down, you pick up the food, and then you put your payment in there. Like everybody's going through all of these precautionary measures to make sure that there's no spreading of the virus through our food sources, right?
Yep.
But what's happening behind the wall of that food preparation place? So I guess what I'm saying is, has the protocol changed significantly in the food preparation industry since the virus? And
now,
where are they?
In the food preparation, I agree with you there, because you're right. If you're getting food delivered to you that's ready to eat, and there's something behind the wall, as you say, then it's going to be in your food, I suppose. I'm not a doctor,
right,
but I'll take a look kind of thing, right?
Right, right.
However, if you're buying raw food and you're bringing it in, then you're right, cooking it, and you're killing anything that could have possibly been on that food. And that goes for not only this, but any other type of bacteria or diseases. So prep it yourself, and you're not worried about any of that stuff. I don't understand on the prepared foods, like I said, if somebody that is in the kitchen has some sort of bacteria that is not being passed on to you, I can't say. I don't want to scare anybody off. But if you're preparing your own food, you know, you're not going to have to worry about that, because cooking it's going to kill it.
Okay. Yeah. Very well said. But it's a concern that I've got, and it's, you know, the more we start, the more we go down this road of having food brought in, the more I'm concerned about it. You know, the more I'm concerned.
But you know, Angelo, you know, regardless, I mean, everybody's got to eat, and it's getting to the point now, especially up here, that the frequency or the incidents are zero at this time. Everybody has to eat. So I mean, pick your poison.
Good point.
Right? You're going to worry about everything, then, you know, it's the old same, the kid, put your kid in a bubble, right, type of thing.
Yeah, good point. Well, I think we lost Sean. Yeah, I think Sean Kelly is gone. We'll try and, we'll be fine. We'll pick up with him next week. That's the beauty about Sean. Sean is interchangeable with anything. You can just plug him in, plug him out. He'll fit anywhere you possibly want.
Well, I ordered from an app, good old app for food.
Yeah.
And they just literally drop your stuff on the front deck where my house is, and you get a notification saying your food's ready. It's out front.
Right.
Then we bring it in, we put it on the floor, and we sterilize all the what do you call it? The containers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Then we put it on plates.
That's fine.
And
that's good.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
How about the food?
It's hot enough. I think it would kill the virus.
Oh.
Like, don't they have rules now to cook chicken at a certain temperature so it kills the fungus?
I'm assuming that's part of the protocol, but who knows? I'm just saying, we're taking all these precautions on doing all the right things from point 2 to point 10, but what happens from point 1 to 2 in the preparation business? We have to get somebody on to talk to us about
that. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.